Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu v'yanu l'zman hazeh. It's a tremendous zchus to be here with you. Be'ezras Hashem, this man, we're going to learn many ideas in Machshava and many Sifrei Machshava. I thought we would start with the Maor Nevuchim and give a hakdama to the Maor Nevuchim, what it is and what it teaches us. Obviously, we're not going to study the whole Sefer. But perhaps before getting to the Maor Nevuchim, it's worthwhile to consider, more generally speaking, why we're here today and trying to learn Machshava. And since we're starting with Maor Nevuchim, I thought we would start with the Rambam and some of the ideas that he teaches us in terms of studying Machshava in general, its value, its purpose, its necessity, and the like. After digressing to discuss in Yanim of Schar Va'onesh and comparing the opinions of the Chachamim versus the philosophers, the Rambam concludes his commentary, his Perusha Mishnayis on Brachos, with the following statement, which is your first source. This isn't really the proper place to discuss these matters because it's a Perusha Mishnayis Brachos, right? It's no reason to discuss Olam Haba. Ela shadar darki tami b'chol makom sheish eza remez binyani emuna avar mashu. But the truth is that whenever I have an excuse to elaborate on inyane emuna, so I do so. Ki chashuv etzli lahazbir yisod meha yisodos yoser mi kol davar acher shani melamed. It's more chashuv to me to explain one of the yisodos than anything else that I teach. Now, obviously, the Rambam spent a lot of time discussing other things. But he says it's very chashuv, and he alludes to the reason why it's so chashuv in this line, which is that it's the yisod, it's the foundation, it's the principle. A yisod is something upon which everything else is built. And the fact that these inyane emunah are called yisodos is a reflection of why it's so important. Likewise, in the Mishnah Torah, he writes that if you look at the minyan mitzvos, the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, so he discusses why is it that in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, again, the same term, Yisodos, he's discussing inyanim of emuna, philosophy, and the like. Mishnah Torah is a Sefer Halacha. So why does he begin with these types of topics? Compare it, for example, to Shulchan Aruch or the like, other Sefer Halacha, they don't begin with that. And the Rambam writes, Sefer Mitzvos, Sefer HaRishon, Echlo Bo, in other words, Sefer Hamada, Echlo Bo Kol HaMitzvos, Shein Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu, B'tzarech Adam Leida Osan Tchilas HaKol, Kegon Yichud, Shemo Baruch Hu, V'Yisar Avodah Zarah. So these are the things that a person has to know at the outset. Like we said before, they're Yisodos, upon which everything else is built. The Rambam implies here, and he really states this explicitly in a number of places, that if a person were to do all the mitzvot but have false beliefs, so there'd be basically no value in doing those mitzvot. So therefore, he has to start with the yisodos, with the foundations, so that everything else is built on top of that firm foundation. Now, before we consider, I guess, some of the hashkafic reasons that we've already started alluding to why we study Machshava, it's also worthwhile to remember that it's a chelak in Talmud Torah. You guys are all smicha students, so you're all here to learn. So, you know, I know Friday classes, the minhag is not to learn so much, but so the shaila is this shiur or class? So, the Rambam, the Sifrei, the third source you have on your sheets, writes, Shelo tomar lamadati halachos daily. Person might have thought that as long as I know halacha, that's good enough. Talmud lomar ki im shamor tishmirun as kol hamitzvah zos. Kol hamitzvah lemod medrash halachos v'agados. In other words, from the fact that the Torah adds the word kol, kol hamitzvah teaches me that the chiv of Talmud Torah demands not just learning halacha, but also halachos and agados and medrash. So you have to learn agada as well. And if you look actually almost every single place where Chazal described the scope of the chiv of Talmud Torah or the degree of knowledge that a master of Torah has, Chazal always include agada. So agada is a chelek in Torah. Now, why is it so important? Why is learning agada or machshava so valuable? So there are many aspects that we find stressed. Machshava is something that ignites a emotional connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It inspires Yerushamayim. It says in Avos Rabbi Nasan, I didn't include this in your sheets, but he writes there, Kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash v'ein biyado halachos, lo tam tam shel chachma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos v'ein biyado medrash, ragada, lo tam tam shel yiras chet. In other words, without, a person might know halacha, but they don't know agada, so they'll be lacking in their yiras chet. So certainly number one is that it's something that is the basis for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inspiring Ava and Yira and the like. There's another aspect which perhaps we see stressed in the Rambam especially, and you see this in the Sifrei, the next source, and that is the idea that through learning Agada or Machshava or the like, and for now I'm sort of interchanging various terms like agada and the like, will be more specific shortly. But it says like this in the Medrash: Ritzon chashetakir es mi she'amer v'aya olam. You want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'mod agada shemitoch kach atamakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu medabig bedrachav. If you want to have dveikus, you want to have hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to know God, so you have to learn agada. Obviously, we know God through halacha as well. We'll talk more about that in a couple minutes. But this medrash, at the very least, is highlighting that it's especially through limud agada that a person has and develops a better understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, a person can never entirely and truly and fundamentally know HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. But to the extent that we can, the medrash says that we must, and we do so through learning Agada. Now, it's very important to emphasize, and you see this so frequently in the Rambam, that you should not make the mistake that there's sort of the intellectual value of this study of Machshava, like we're saying, maybe to know God, philosophy and the like, and then there's sort of the emotional aspect of the study of Machshava, which is less intellectual, and these are like two different things that are separate. So the Rambam always stresses that these two points really go together. We'll see a couple of expressions of this in the next source. Hilchos Tshuva towards the end. Darvi Yaduo Baruch She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekshes Belibo Shel Adam Ad Sheyishge BaTamid Karaui V'Yazov Kol Ma SheBaOlam Chutz Mimena Pemoshe Tiva V'Amar B'Chol Levavcho V'Chol Nafshecha Eino Oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'Dash Yedaehu. So this is a very tricky line, and we'll have to work on it, but let's give a straightforward translation now. A person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the knowledge that he knows of him. V'al pi hadeya tiya ha'ava. To the extent that there's yediyah, there is ahava. Im'at ma'at, Bimharbe harbe. So this is extraordinary. Ava, I might have thought, has nothing to do with Yediya. The Rambam says no, they're dependent. Fikach tzarcha adam liyachid atzma lahavim lahaskil bechachmos v'tvunos hamodiim lo eskono kefikach sheish ba'adam lahavim lahasik. Therefore, a person must delve into and engage and understand chachma, wisdom, and matters that will help him know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that teach him about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent possible. The Rambam likewise, and perhaps this is part of what he's alluding to in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the next source, Beis, very famous passage as well. So how does a person develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ava, Yira, of course we know it's very challenging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, but we can't see him or touch him or feel him. And so having that Ava Vira is extraordinarily difficult. So how does one get there? B'shash yizbonin ha'adam b'maisav u'bruav ha'neflaim ha'gdolim v'yirayim b'mehen chachmaso she'en lo erech v'lo ketz. A person contemplates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim and his bruim, his creations that are extraordinary. And he sees in them infinite wisdom. So by contemplating the creation, by understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad, hu oev u'meshabeach u'mefaer, u'mesavet taiva gedola leidas Hashem HaGadol. So this is not just intellectual knowledge, but it's something that yields an incredibly passionate, emotional, powerful response. Ava, Shevach, and look at his word, Taiva. I think a lot of times people think of the word Taiva in a negative way. Taiva's bad. We have to stay away from Taiva. We learn Musar so we don't have Taivos. So they're certainly bad Taivos, but there are good Taivos. And a Taiva that one seeks to inculcate within himself is the Taiva. Taiva Gedoyla, Leida Hashem HaGadol, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we ignite that Taiva? Through being Mizbonein B'maisav U'bruav HaNefilayim. U'kshemechashev B'dvayim Eilu, Atzman Miyad Hu Nirta L'Achora V'Yifchad V'Yodeya Shubirya K'tana Shvela Afela. We have these opposite reactions. On the one hand, there is the desire to get close to him, and also at the same time, simultaneously, also a feeling of smallness, of insignificance, when one thinks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omedes b'dei akalam mi'uta lefnei tamim deyos. Kimo shamar David, ki era shamecha ma'aseh etzvosecha, v'gomer ma'enosh kisis kirenu, v'gomer. Ulfi advarim ha'elu. And because this is true, ani mevayer klalim gedolim imaisa ribon haolamin kedei shiu pesach lemevin leavonas Hashem. So that's why, in these opening prakim of Sefer Amad of Mishnah Torah, I'm going to explain these ideas. The first couple prakim of mice of Sefer Amad is what the Rambam understands to be referring to maisim merkava. The second, the third, and the fourth maisim bereishis. Right? What's that doing here? These will be a Pesach lemevin lehov es Hashem. K'mo she'amu chachamim b'nin ava, shemitoch kach atamakir es misha hamar v'hayah ha'olam. Right? So again, we have the connection between being makir Hashem and being oev Hashem. Likewise, a couple of prakim later, Perk Dalad, b'zman she'adam mizbonin b'dvarim ha'elu, again, the things that he's described in the first four prakim, Maisim Rishis, Maisim Merkava, Umakir Kol Abruim Imalach VeGalgal VeAdam UKiyotze Bo VeYirach Achmasu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chol Yitzurim B'Chol Abruim. He appreciates that incredible wisdom in the creation. Mosif Ava LeMakom v'timtza'a nafsho, v'titzma'a nafsho, you're thirsty, v'yachame b'saro, le'ahov ha'makom baruch. It's actually fascinating, right? The Rambam describes both an intellectual thirst, an emotional thirst, but even almost like a physical desire, right? V'yachame b'saro. So we're not talking about some type of intellectual pursuit that's very unengaged, right? Some type of purely intellectual enterprise. This is something that is one that incorporates, involves our very essence and our very being in every aspect of our personality and even body. The kol shekein le'achad me'atzuros ha'toros ha'nefrados min ha'golmim shalom nischabru b'golam klal. Okay, we're not yet ready to understand what that means, but it's referring to certain types of creations that are non-physical. V'yimtza atzmo shu keklima lebusho klima reik v'chaser. So the Rambam writes over here, that's why I'm going to teach matters of physics and metaphysics or science and philosophy. Again, science, philosophy is not a dispassionate academic discipline. It's the basis for this powerful emotional relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's worth emphasizing then that when we talk about studying philosophy or machshava or the like, not all areas are equally valuable and important. And in light of what the Rambam just said, that should be obvious. The Rambam puts this in an interesting way in the next source in Hilchos Malachim. He's talking here about Yimos HaMashiach. The Rambam spends a couple of prakim describing what Yimos HaMashiach is going to be like and the sequence of events that's going to lead to it, what the Messianic era will look like. But he writes, V'chol elu hadvarim ukiyotze bahen, lo yeda adam eich yiyu adchiyu. In other words, the real details about the unfolding of the Messianic era, we're not going to really know until they happen. The basic ideas do appear in Tanakh and in Chazal, but the details, we don't really know. Shedvarim stuminein etzel ha-neviim. You look at the words of the prophets when describing these things, and they're so obscure, right? Try understanding the book of Yechezkel, for example, and some of those messianic prophecies. They're quite sussum. Gam ha-chachamim ein lam kabbal ha-bzorim elu. And moreover, even the chachamim don't have a tradition about many of the specifics. They understand the psukim in a particular way. It's not like they had a Kabbalah as to what these psukim mean, but rather they gave their best explanation that they could come up with.
Hence, there's machlokas, is the Rambam's famous shita, that whenever you have machlokas, it's an indication of a lack of Kabbalah, lack of tradition.
All these details, and you will find Midrashim and the like that talk about various aspects of Yimos HaMashiach, but you should know it's not particularly fundamental. Uliolam lo yis asik adam b'divrei agados, v'lo yarech b'midrashos amurim b'inyanim elu kiyote ban, v'lo yasimim ikar she'en mevien lo lidei yira v'lo lidei abba. So it's not kedai, the Rambam says, to spend too much time learning these various agados and the like about the details of Yimos HaMashiach and the like. Why? Because generally speaking, they're not things that will bring to Yiran Abba. In other words, the Rambam's telling us, like we just saw, what types of agados and agadic material should you be focusing on? Things that are maybe lidei Yira v'Abba. And Mamela, if there's a chelek that doesn't particularly inspire
So then it's not kedai necessarily to focus too much on it. I'd like to add another point, which, take a look now at the top of page 2. Sorry, these copies came out funny. About to flip the page. The Rambam begins his Mishneh Torah. Yesod ha-yesodos amud ha-chachmos leida she-yesham matzwi rishon. So we'll have a chance, I hope, Ezra Hashem, to study this parak very carefully. It, after all, is a yesod ha-yesodos. But now let's just pay attention to the word that he begins with. He's talking, of course, about the mitzvah that we generally call emunah, and he uses the term yedia. We have to know that there's a first cause. And everything else that exists only exists due to the truth of his existence. So the first point, the first thing that one will have to study, the Rambam says, is this fundamental idea that yesod ha-yesodos. And the yesod ha-yesodos is to understand that there's a God, and the Rambam over there in that opening parak almost defines what that means. What does God mean? What do we mean when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's the basis. So that's the basis of Ava, of Yira, and Yediyas Hashem, and Achdus Hashem, and the like. In addition, maybe sort of on a smaller scale, but also vitally important, the Rambam frequently stresses the importance of hashkafa or machshava or the like with respect to shmiras ha-mitzvos, and specifically understanding mitzvos. Of course, it's not ma'akev, but if one wishes to fulfill a mitzvah bishleimuso, one has to have an understanding of that mitzvah. The Ramban writes this very powerfully. I didn't put this on your sheets. In his Perash HaTorah, and also in the drasha of Taras Hashem Tamima, he writes like this: V'yadua ki ha'osa mitzvah below kavana, umi shelo yizbonin ba. Let's say a person does mitzvah without kavana, doesn't think about the idea of the mitzvah at all. Lo asa b'shleimus, he hasn't done that mitzvah b'shleimuso, aval mizbonin ba. So then, and he says later, v'niskavin lizbonin ba v'inyana. So then he has achieved his mitzvah bishleimuso. And the Meiri likewise emphasizes this point. He writes that when you understand a mitzvah, yimshach lo min ha-mitzvah ha-hi ma-sheh kiven nosna yizborach li-mashach mimena. To really get out of the mitzvah what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to get out of the mitzvah, you have to have havana of the mitzvah. She's bonin b'inyin ha-mitzvah. And likewise, the next source, the Rambam, writes in Mar Nevuchim, in all cases in which you perform a mitzvah merely with your limbs, as if you were digging a hole in the ground or hewing wood in the forest, without reflecting upon either the meaning of that action, upon him who the commandment precedes, or upon the consequence of the action, you should not think that you have achieved the goal. So you're really missing out on the mitzvah. And what the mitzvah is meant to accomplish if you simply do the action without understanding the mitzvah. So we started off by seeing how it's a chelek in Talmud Torah. It's inspiring. It brings to your shemayim, avos Hashem, yisod ha-yisodos, the mitzvah yedias Hashem. And likewise, when it comes to shmiras ha-mitzvos, to properly understand mitzvos, to properly be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimuso, a person has to have a havana of the mitzvah. So that's very important. That's why, again, obviously, we're not going to, in a sheer 1 hour a week, go through every mitzvah and even scratch the surface of the Yesodos HaTorah. But we'll do our best, and we see how important it is. I'd like to sort of add one caveat, which of course is absolutely obvious from everything we've seen in the Rambam, but it's spelled out powerfully by Revolbi in the next source. Hello made Sifrei Gedolenu Hauskim Vilchos Yisodei HaTorah Kedivrei Machshava Mufshatas. If you study the halachos of Yisodei HaTorah, like Machshava Mufshatas, you know, you learn the Kuzari, you learn Rambam, Maral, whatever it is, but these are like abstract thought. Eino ela toas. You're making a big mistake. Anachnu shoavim mehem chios pnimis. When we learn these things, we draw from them inner life. Vehem milamdim osanu lalechas bikvoseim lagia lepnimius haTorah belibenu uvechayenu belechtenu baoram. So these svarim teach us how to follow in their footsteps and arrive in that inner truth of Torah. So, if a person does study Machshava, they go to graduate school and they study Maran Vuchim, they get a PhD and the like, but it's Machshava Mufshetes. So, like we've seen in the Rambam, they're missing the point. They're missing the point. When we have a chance to start reading parts of Maran Vuchim, you'll see how it's an incredibly passionate work. And that's because we're not just dealing here with information or knowledge or the like. Now, the Rambam tells us, the Rambam teaches us that when we study these things, especially the ideas that he's teaching in the opening prakim of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, so one is fulfilling five mitzvos. It relates to five mitzvos. Meaning to say, there is no, we keep on talking about Yediyas Hashem, the Rambam keeps on talking about Yediyas Hashem. There's no mitzvah that, none of the Targum mitzvos say, thou shalt know God. But the Rambam says it relates to five mitzvos. They are Anochi, Lo Yiyah, Shema Yisrael, Avas Hashem, and Yerushamayim. The Rambam notes, as you see in the next source, not only that, but the Jewish people are defined as a people who know God. This is from Hilchos Avodah Zarah. V'haya davar holich mezgarbi v'nei Yaakov v'nilvim aleihem. This is a description of the evolution of the Jewish people. V'naseis ba'olam uma Shiyodasas Hashem. And what emerged is a umma shiyodasas Hashem. In other words, the Rambam is saying, how do you want to define the Jewish people? If you were looking for a single description of who the Jewish people are, what are they? They're a nation that knows God. And therefore, there are many psukim that the Rishonim point out emphasize the importance of Yediyas Hashem. Here you have a five psukim where it says Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. These are the psukim that I just was looking at, the Chovos Halvavos Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud, of course, is all about this. And here are five psukim that he cites, all of which emphasize Yediyas Hashem. V'yadata hayom v'ashevos alavavecha ki Hashem ulokim v'ashmainim alas v'tachas ein od. V'ata Shlomo b'ni da David HaMelech is telling Shlomo, he's instructing him, you know, what should you do in life? Da, as Elokei Avicha, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, de'u, ki Hashem hu Elokim, as Geveyu, ki Yada, Shemi. And perhaps most powerfully, the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Al Yisalel Chacham B'Chachmaso, and not a gibor b'gvuraso, and not an ashir b'ashro. So in what ki im b'zos yisalal ha-mesalal, haskel v'yadoa osi. If you want to take pride in something, it's in Yediyas Hashem. Now, of course, different thinkers and different traditions in our Mesorah emphasize different ways in which a person accomplishes Yediyas Hashem. Some, like Rabbeinu Bachi, as we were just quoting, emphasize the importance of philosophically proving God's existence and his oneness and the like. Others emphasize that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Kabbalah or the like. For example, the Alter Rebbe writes, Yediyas HaMetzius Me'ashtalshalos Hi Gamkein Mitzvah Rabba V'nasav Adrabba Olal Kulana K'mo Shekasav Yadata Hayom. Right, the same pasuk we just quoted, V'yadata Hayom HaShivos Olavecha. So he's saying that pasuk is teaching us the all absolute importance of Yediyas HaMetzius Me'ashtalshalos. So that's Kabbalistic idea. Well, maybe have a chance to talk a little bit about what he means, but obviously there are many ways in which we can and should seek to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while it is probably the case that most of the great Balei Mesorah emphasized one or the other, some emphasizing philosophy more, some Kabbalah more. There are also those, and this is certainly, I think, the approach that we should take, is that there's tremendous value in both. One place where you see this, perhaps, is in the Tshuva Saramah, Siman Zayin, the next source. This is an interesting tshuva. We're not going to get into the details now of the context, but he's basically responding, the Ramah's responding to the Marshal. The Marshal was another one of the Gdolei HaDor at that time, challenged the Ramah because he quoted Moreh Nevuchim, or sorry, he quoted Aristotle, actually. He quoted Aristotle, relating to, actually, Hilchos Shechita. But anyway, he quotes Aristotle. So, you know, the Marshal says, what are you doing quoting Aristotle? He also critiques the Ramah's grammar. Anyway, So the Ramah here is responding. Aval asru lomo divrei hachachamim v'chakirasam b'mahus hametzios v'tivehen ki adirab al yidei zeh no dagdulaso shel yotzer bereishis yisborach v'af ki hamekubalim das acheres b'zeh. In other words, even though the mekubalim have a different understanding of how we should seek to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through philosophy, v'af they're both right. In other words, the Rambam is right and the Mekubalim are right. There's no reason why we should see these as two mutually exclusive paths to Yediyas Hashem. Elu v'elu divrei Elohim chayim. And therefore we should study both. And the Ramah in the Sifrei Machshava, people don't even know he wrote the Sifrei Machshava, Taras Olam like. But anyway, in the Sfarim on Machshava, he incorporates both ideas from philosophy or Kabbalah. He shows that they're compatible. V'af ki chachma imas olam amro, v'amru b'megillah kol mi she'omer davar chachma af umas olam nikra chachma. Even though when you study philosophy, so some of the ideas are coming from the chachma imas olam, nunu, it's also called chachma. It's true, the Ramah there writes at the end, he says it's true, but you should know that I only learned this stuff you know, when everybody else is going on Tiulim, like on Chol HaMoed and Friday night, and they're like, you see, Tiulim on Chol HaMoed, it's not a new thing. So that's why we have this class on Friday, not Rahman al-Islam on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. Friday, everybody else is going on Tiulim, so that's okay. It's mutter to study this. Okay, so let's try to go back to that word that we keep on using, of Yediyas Hashem. I've been translating that as know, and certainly the most literal translation of the word Yediya, but the emphasis is that I can't really think of an English word that encapsulates what the term Yediya means. Obviously, knowing plays a role. It does have to do with knowledge, but mere knowledge is certainly insufficient. Maybe consider a mashal. Let's say I'm given a portfolio of a person, and it's a whole big dossier. It tells me like all this information about the person, lots of information. right? Could we really say, I read the whole thing backwards to forwards, and you could, like, test me on this whole dossier, right? Could we say I know the person? I don't think so. I know a lot about the person, perhaps, but I don't know the person. So even in English, perhaps the word know connotes more than information when we say knowing a person. And certainly, it's only when perhaps I meet the person, I communicate with the person, that we could say I know the person. Reading about them is probably not sufficient to say I really know the person. And certainly, when we turn really to the word in the Torah, we get the impression that yadia means much more than simply knowledge. Ki yadativ laman asher yitzav es banav es bnei beso acharav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I chose Avraham Avinu, but doesn't say, it says ki yadativ. Rashi says it's a lashon of chiba, a lashon of ava. The pasuk in Amos says, yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama, right? I know the Jewish people from all the nations of the world. Doesn't mean I know them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only knows the Jewish nation. He doesn't know Amon Umoah. Right? So the Rashi over there says it means it's a lashon of ava, it's a lashon of chiba. Yedia is a lashon of chiba. Now, Ramban says, and back to on the pasuk on ki yadativ, gracious, I think, Yodches, that there's a connection between knowledge, which is, of course, the literal translation of yedia, and the connotation that it so frequently has in Tanakh of chiba. Because it's through yedia that the basis of that chiba is created. But what we see clearly is that when we use this term yedia in Hebrew, we're thinking about much more than just information. The fact that the Torah uses yedia as a euphemism for intimacy is a reflection of this idea. If yedia just meant like knowledge of and information, it would be a very funny euphemism. But the point is, it's highlighting that yedia does mean much more than just knowledge of information. And thus the Rambam writes that there is this strong connection, like we saw before. Read that line again. Einu oif HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala b'da sh'yeda eihu. V'al p'yadeya tia ha'ava im me'at me'at v'im harbe harbe. Now, that's still a line we need to return to more. You know, why is this true? It's not so intuitive. Again, it's obvious that you could have a person that knows a lot about God in the sense that they're a great philosopher. They read Mo Nevuchim backwards and forwards, and they don't necessarily have Ava. And likewise, seemingly, you could have a person that has tremendously intense and passionate Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu without much idea. So this isn't an Indian that we have to elaborate on. I think we're not there yet. The Rambam talks about this extensively, though. And I hope I'll have a chance to Bezus Hashem try to deep a little deeper. But let's maybe give another mashal that helps us sort of capture this idea on a very basic level. I think I heard this mashal from my Rabbi Ravon Lapiansky. I think one time when he was here for Shabbos, he gave this mashal at one of the Tishon. So he said, let's imagine let's take one step back. Let's say I love someone, but I don't truly know them. I don't understand them. So could we say that I really love them? Yes and no. Right? Who do I love? Right? I could point to them. I could point to their physical body, but it's not their physical body that I love. It's the person. And I don't know the person. So with a person, at the very least, you could identify them. You could point to them. You know, it's true, I'm just pointing at their body, but that's whom I love. But we can't point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, I love him. What does that mean? So, memela, without some type of yediyah It's not even shayach ahava. Who do you love? But it's even deeper. Let's give another mashal. I love someone, but I don't really know them. Right? If I love them because they're nice to me. And then I find out this person that I love is very cruel to other people. He's nice to me, he's nice to his family, but he's a cruel and wicked person, right? So I might not love him anymore. In other words, the love that I thought I had is premised on a false pretense, right? In other words, without knowing that person, again, I can't really love them. We'll take it a step further with a mashal. Let's imagine you have the grandchild of a Gadol Hador. And the Gadol Hador is very strong. He loves his grandchild. The grandchild loves his grandfather. He's 5 years old. You know, every Shabbos he comes over and he sits on Zaidi's lap and he pulls on his beard. And then, sadly, the Gadol Hador dies. So then you have someone else. Maybe he doesn't even know this Gadol Hador. Never met him, but he's read all of his Sfarim. He knows his shtiklach. He knows his shitos. But he's never met him. So who really knows this Gadol? Who knows him? The grandchild. He spent so much time with him. He loves him so much. But he doesn't have any hasag of who this person was, right? He's 5 years old. He knows it's this like smiley person with a long white beard, but that's it, right? In many ways, we could say that the person who has read his Sfarim and knows what he says knows him much better than the grandchild that sits on his lap and tugs on his beard. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person, loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do love him, like the little grandchild, the five-year-old loves his grandfather, loves on him, but they don't really understand. They have something, I'm not going to deny it something, it's something and it's meaningful, but they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gives them so many wonderful things in their life. And they talk to their grandfather, and they pull on his beard, they daven, whatever it is. Versus the person who's studied Torah and Yediyas Hashem and the like. So who knows him better, right? In other words, what we see, trying to bring out from this mashal, is that the love that you have is very much predicated on the idea when we're talking about true love. Now the truth is that there's a huge gap between the mashal and the nimshal, because even the a Talmud Chacham might know another Talmud Chacham, and he might know all of his Torahs, and he might know all of the Shitos and the like. He might have read all his Sfarim, but no human being could possibly know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in a sense, this is the idea of Emunah Pshuta. The Alter Rebbe explains it that the truth is that there's a emes dekait of the idea of the Am Haaretz who knows he doesn't know anything that's more profound than the person who thinks he knows but doesn't really know. But still, that notwithstanding, the point is that by understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that we possibly can, so that is not just information, but it forms the basis of a relationship. It creates love that's totally different than the love that you have when you have no hasaga of that which is being loved. And that's what the Rambam tells us is why we try to study Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava. The Rambam writes, that's why Maisa Merkava is called Davar Gadol. Take a look. There's a very famous Gemara at the bottom of page 2. Amru Alav, Rabbi Yochman Zaki Shalaniach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachas Vagados Diktukei Sofer Diktukei Torah Diktukei Sofer Mekam Chamurin
Gzeros, Shavos, Tkufos, Gematrios, Mishalos, Kovsim, Mishal Shualim, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekalim, Sichas Malach Esharis, Davagadav, Zarekatim. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai basically knew everything. And it concludes with Davar Gadol and Davar Katan. So what does Davar Gadol and Davar Katan mean? So the Gemara says, Davar Gadol is Maisa Merkava, and Davar Katan is Havayos Davai V'Rava. So what does this teach us? Why is Maisa Merkava Davar Gadol? So let's look at the Rambam, top of page 3. Kol HaDvarim HaElu Shedibarnu B'Inyan Zeh Kemar Midlihem V'Dvarim Amukim Heim Aval Einam Ka'omek Inyan Perak Rishon Hashani, saying Maisa Bereshis, which is Perak Gimel and Dalet, is not as profound or deep as Perak Aleph and Beis, which is Maisa Merkava. Uviyur Kol Elu HaDvarim Shebeperak Shein V'Shlish Vi Hua Nikra Maisa Bereshis. So Maisa Bereshis is what I talk about in Perak Shlish Vi. And he continues a little bit later. Vinyane arba prakim elu shebachamesh mitzvos elu hem shechachamim rishonim korin osan pardes kemal shamu arba nechnas lo pardes. This is the idea. These four prakim, mais bereshis, mais merkava, of which the roshei prakim are described in the first four prakim of Hilchos Zodiyat Torah, is what chachamim refer to as pardes. Even though of those four that were nechnas lepardes, there were great chachamim and gedolim, lokulam hayu ban koach leido lahasid kolad varmeil alborian, and that's why three out of four of them got into a lot of trouble. And then the Rambam says, "Vani Omer shein roi letail bepardes." So on the one hand, learning pardes is extremely important. As we'll see in a moment, it's davar gadol. Compared to havayos davai v'rava, for now let's assume that means shas and poskim, havayos de maisa merkava is considered davar gadol. So maybe, you know, we noted before that on Sunday through Thursday we learn havayos davai v'rava, and on Friday we do a little bit of this fluffy stuff, maisa merkava. So maybe we should really reverse, right? We should spend all day, all week learning maisa merkava, and on Fridays, we'll learn Epis Abyssal Halacha. Sevaf al pi, shedvarim elu, davar katan karuosan chachamim. Sorry, I skipped a line. So I think that who should learn Paradise? Elamishin ismali kriso lacham ubasar. First, you have to fill up your belly with bread and meat. What is bread and meat? Lacham ubasar zeh, ulei de biur ha'isar v'amutar, to know halacha, ukiyotze bahan mishar mitzvos. Even though the seemingly what he's referring to is halachos are davar katan. Shrei amu chachamim davar gadol ma'is merkava v'davar katan havayo d'abay v'rava. Afal pichein ru'uyin hein lagdimam. We should study them first. Shehen miyash v'ndaito shel adam tchila. They settle a person's mind. They're the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to teach us how to live in this world. And through them, we are no chayim haba. Everybody can learn these things. Gadol v'katan ish v'isha bal lev rachav uval lev katzar. So the Rambam writes that why is it that you should start off with Davar Katan before going to Davar Gadol? Because they settle a person's mind, they teach them how to think. Halacha is extremely important. It's the means through which we are no chalchayel maba, chayach to everyone. But the Rambam also tells us, and by the way, it's important to remember that Pardes, which again, for the Rambam, Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, which seems to include things like science, philosophy, and the like, we'll try to elaborate on that soon, but is a chelek in Torah,
when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that a person should divide their day into three chalakim, so the one chalak is divrei Kabbalah, and he says v'enyanim anikraim pardes b'chlal hein. So pardes is a chalak in that. Now, an interesting question, which we're not going to talk about now, maybe we'll get back to it, is, you know, what would the Rambam say about our study of science? In other words, the Rambam held that when he studied science, so that was a chiyum of Talmud Torah, basically, we're saying, would he agree nowadays our science is very different? It's an interesting question. The Ran addresses that question, Rabbi Hanan addresses that question. I remember Rav Tursky once argued that presumably the Rambam wouldn't say that about our science. Not to say our science isn't valuable to study, but it's not necessarily a kiyum of Talmud Torah in the way the Rambam understood it. But one way or the other, we see that it's these are the things that are Dvam Gedol. Now, what does he mean, though, when he says Maisa Merkava? In other words, Maisa Merkava we see is like philosophy, right? We're calling it philosophy. Well, Maisa Merkava, what do the words mean? So Maisa Merkava is obviously a reference to the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merkava, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yeshayahu and especially in Yechezkel at the beginning. So what does, let's say, the opening parak of Yechezkel have to do with philosophy? If you read the opening parak of Yechezkel, you probably have no idea what it's talking about, but you probably also won't see much philosophy there. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim does in fact offer a esoteric explanation of that parak in Yechezkel, in which it's basically based off of or incorporating teaching philosophical ideas. But it is important to note that the Rambam himself acknowledges that his understanding of Maisa Merkava is something that is based on conjecture. In other words, it's not something that he has a Masorah for, and as such, it might be wrong. It's not like something that a person knows based off of tradition or Masorah or revelation. Let's take a look at that. This is from the Hakdama to Chelek Sheni, the next source, middle of page 3. The Rambam writes, there is the fact that in that which has occurred to me with regard to these matters, I followed conjecture and supposition. No divine revelation has come to me to teach me that the intention in the matter in question was such and such, nor did I receive what I believe in these matters from a teacher. So basically, Rambam says, this Havana of Maisa Merkava, I made it up. But the texts of the prophetic books and the dicta of the sages, together with the speculative premises that I possess, showed me that things are indubitably so and so. So he's very confident he's right, but he's acknowledging that there's no Masorah. Yet it is possible that they are different and that something else was intended. So basically, I might not be understanding correctly. Now, I was hoping to get a little more. We only have a couple minutes left, but I just want to maybe close with an important caveat, and maybe we'll see if it's really a caveat or not. We're all Talmidim of the Rav here. And the Rav, if you look in Halachic Man, seems to very much reject this perspective. It says in Halachic Man, Halachic Man's approach to reality is, at the outset, devoid of any element of transcendence. Halacha is the blueprint for the ideal world. But it's also important to understand, as the Rav explains, the idea is something that is developed in Nefesh HaChaim and the like, which is that it's the study of halacha that gives us the best understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, it's the Dvar Hashem. And not only that, but it facilitates a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest possible way. Take a look at the second paragraph on page 3. This citation is actually, the location is incorrect. I mixed it up. But when a person delves into God's command, God's Torah, and reveals its inner light and splendor, and enjoys the pleasure, creativity, and innovation, he merits communion with the giver of the Torah. The ideal clinging to God is realized by means of the coupling of the intellect with the divine idea that is embodied in the rules, laws, and tradition. A little later on, to the heart full of trembling, fear, and yearning, and turn the sparks of the flame into a great experience that sweeps man to his creator. When Reb Chaim Volozhiner is explaining this, he quotes the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his will are one. So if his will, which is halacha, is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the best way to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through understanding his will, understanding Torah and connecting to him. I'll just read you a little piece from the Nefesh HaChaim. I didn't include this here. V'yachavim lizdabek b'limudo bo b'torah bo b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu lizdabek b'chol kolchosav l'dvar Hashem zu halacha. So that is what we're trying to do when we study halacha. That the study of halacha is also a means of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we shouldn't think that it's only this stuff that we learned Friday morning. It's the only way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is that the Rav in Halachic Men is presenting one typology, and even he didn't think that that's the only aspect as well. The goal, then, I hope, is that what we do all week, whether it's a learning Gemara or Halacha, and also, of course, Machshava and Musar and Hashkafa and the like, all of it joins together to create that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to foster Yedias Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Yir Shamayim. And that's Bezras Hashem, what we're hoping to do over here. Halavai, we should be Zocha.